Welcome in and welcome all everyone to another episode of the Sports Shots Pod. I'm here with my partner Isaiah, partner from another state. Isaiah, I want you to give me a full rundown, play-by-play of what's been happening in the WNBA playoffs. Go.
Of course. Kenan Clark hurt. He sucks. All right.
I'm not even in it.
I know. That's why. that is your daily weekly update with your Sports Shots Pod.
So, what's in your cup?
So, I'm drinking a pint of hard tea, ice hard tea. I ran out of beer because it's Sunday football and I drink all of it. And I don't feel like drinking liquor. So, I mean, I have it right here just in case if I need to. I might because of what happened to the Patriots and then.
Yeah. So, how's the game? How's your week three this weekend? Oh, Isaiah, first of all, before we get into that, are you really going to go to 0-3?
Oh, me and fantasy? Yeah. Yeah. I had CeeDee Lamb go down, and unfortunately, my opponent has Minnesota's defense, but we'll get into that later. But I am going to be 0-3. While scoring still pretty high, it's just these past few weeks, my opponents have been the highest scorers of the week.
Sad.
So, yep. And that's how it goes. But when CD goes down before even getting targeted, that's, you know, that's just how. That's how fantasy is. And that's why I joined fantasies that don't have any money in it. Because now I could live a little bit less stress-free.
Yeah, but there's still a prize on the line.
Oh, that's, I know that. It doesn't cost me anything, though.
No, that's true. Well, that's probably why I'm a little bit trying to make sure that I'm not paying any shipping charges.
Exactly.
Really, that should be the second place, but we know that's not going to happen. Let's see. I'm hoping to close in on 3-0. I'm hoping. I need Pat to kind of go stupid in this game right now. I don't know.
You need Mahomes to close you out.
At least hit his projections. At least do that for him.
Which, I mean, he will. If he doesn't do it in the air, he'll do it on the ground. I mean, the guy's leading his team in passing and rushing, so you should be good.
Damn. I didn't know Lamar played for Kansas City. That's what I said. They got Derek now, so that's no longer the case. Which she still has, she being your wife, and that's the only thing that kind of makes me nervous because he can always pop off for 50. I think he's done it before.
Yeah. I mean, they got... Well, she got three Lions players also. So If the passing game goes well tomorrow and then Derrick Henry goes off for a few big runs, then there's a possibility. But I think Pat Mahomes is going to close you out pretty good. So yeah,
we'll see. All right, to real football.
Football.
Bucks and Colts stay undefeated. Did you have that in your bingo card? Are they they're the only undefeated? And the Chargers.
And the Eagles.
And the Eagles.
And no, I'm just kidding. The Bucks, yes, the Chargers. Well,
49ers.
Yeah, but 49ers haven't really played, have they? I mean, they're winning with Mac Jones, so I guess so.
Hey, that's your guy.
Was my guy. I had made a prediction earlier in earlier episodes that the Chargers were going to win the AFC West. Now, I'm looking solid.
I believe you said that.
And I did say that.
It looks like you will be solid.
I said it was the Jim Harbaugh effect. Now, the Bucks offense is bringing in their new Mike Evans. Not the same physique, but Emeka Ebuka is by far the best rookie wide receiver right now.
Oh, it's not even close.
Like, have you ever heard anything about Travis Hunter?
Not really, no.
I haven't heard a lick.
I mean, he hasn't been doing nothing, but he ain't doing what Ibuka is doing.
Or even the Panthers' first-round receiver, Tetaroa McMillan.
Yeah, someone like, stole him from me. George did.
That's because he auto-drafted the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he forgot to set his... That's why all his quarterbacks are hurt.
I know. And his tight end. But, I mean... The Bucs' offense looks unstoppable. Like, now I say that Baker has had to do three straight fourth quarter comebacks. Right? Offense looks great. Defense looks like it's struggling. Just like it says how my network is struggling up on the top left. I need to close some things. But I want to say it's shocking. But I there was a chance. But the most surprising one is probably the Bucks, I guess. But it's Eagles, it's the Bucks, the Chargers. I think that's it. Rams, there's only three NFL teams.
Rams gave them a run for their money.
They did. Did you know the line was 3.5? And did because not. Jordan Davis took it back. Instead of winning by only one, they won by six. So, the spread didn't hit if you chose the Rams.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a segment of the population that's going to obviously be pissed about that.
Also, he got up to 18.6 miles per hour.
Yeah, big men aren't supposed to move that fast.
No. The man was almost speeding in the school zone on on his feet.
Hey, at least on his feet, it would be under in a car.
Let's say, so. Now listen, let's say like, you know how they used to say get away from the cop speed, right? Back then, yeah. They don't say that no more. Mm-hmm. What if you're a cop and you're like, okay, I need to get him, right? Mm-hmm. You ain't going for cuffs. The first thing you're going for is a taser gun, right? There ain't no way you're going to wrestle this man to the ground, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But let's say Jordan Davis doesn't want to fight. He just wants to get out of there. He starts running 18 miles per hour as a cop. Do you just stop, turn around, and get in your cruiser and start chasing him? Because that's the only way you're going to catch him. I don't know. Any cops.
You're going to have one on foot that's still going to commit to chasing him. And then he's going to be radioing the ones in the car to, you know, come across on opposite blocks so they can cut them off. You know, their hope is to cut them off, but their real hope is to hit them.
This is what happened. I'm the guy chasing, right? He's like, he went through one fence. He went through the second fence. I lost him. I just got sacked. He's on me. You know? But I was going to text, but I knew not to text. I was a text. The Eagles' offense is nothing without a touch push. But then A.J. Brown decided to show up finally for the season and show why he is the number one wide receiver, and it's not Devontae Smith. So, Eagles are still looking like the Super Bowl favorites at the end of the day.
Yeah, and, you know, they're going to have another vote on that touch push deal because, obviously, they're starting to complain that there's false starts. Okay, complain. There is. According to Mike Florio, there won't be another vote between the owners until March. So you're stuck with it.
Yeah, and I get the false starts, but like, how many milliseconds is that prior? You know.
You know the NFL. Everything is a penalty when you put it on replay.
Everything, every single thing.
So I mean.
Even the hits look harder on slow-mo.
Yeah, because this is what I heard. I was watching. I can't remember what game I was watching on Saturday, but they said it's like, you know, every hit on replay could be targeted. So, you know, it's like when you slow it down, like, yeah, of course it looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just direct. What's the word? I just drew a blank. But it's this constant need to be as right as possible because, well, you know, gambling. And, I mean, yeah, you know, you want to make sure you get it right. But, you know, just replace every referee just take them all out the game, and then every time, and just have everything done by some overhead camera. Y'all got the shit for the TV broadcast, so you can do it for the replay. And for every foul or every infraction, just blow a horn or something. You'll be stopping every single play that's being made. The games will now go from 3 to 6 hours, and you. But hey, you'll at least have every call right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, Kyle, there was only one team today that got shut out in the whole league, and that was the Atlanta Falcons losing to the Panthers 30-0.
Yeah, someone went a little bit. You know, their quarterback went limp today.
He was very flaccid.
Yeah, I think probably needed a shot of Viagra. You know, maybe to get that offense going.
They won 30-0. Viagra and
cocaine, breakfast of champions.
They won 30-0 without getting a sack.
Wait. Say that again. So they got shut out, but they didn't get sacked.
Yes. Atlanta Falcons got shut out, Carolina, but he did not get sacked.
Well, you know, and their losses, and their other 13 losses that Carolina will get this season, we know for a fact that their quarterbacks are going to have plenty of time back there. They can't do it in a win. They ain't damn sure ain't going to do it in a loss.
Mm-mm. But for fantasy purposes, Bijan Robinson still had over 100 yards combined, so... Mm-hmm. Whoever had him still.
Well, yeah, clearly it wasn't the Lions' fault.
No, it wasn't. He did
throw a pick six. About the Texans.
Kyle said Texans, and he's pouring a drink. Before we get to your Texans, all right? I just want to talk about my Patriots.
All right, go ahead.
Unfortunately, the Pats fall to Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, 21-14. Now. You would think like, oh, it's a great defensive game, right? Close game, right? The Patriots had 5 turnovers. Ramondre Stevenson, who was a great fantasy pick last week, leads the league since 2024 in fumbles. And today, he proved why he did by fumbling twice.
And you know I punish fumbles in my league, right?
Mm. And he should got punished because not only did he fumble midfield... On the Pittsburgh side, he fumbled at the 3-inch line. I'm going to say 3-inch line, imaginary number. The 3-inch line. But not only was it him fought, Drake May decided to throw an interception in the red zone to end the half. Lost out on more points. Then he fumbled, trying to scramble. And then our second running back, Tony Gibson, decided to fumble and lost the ball. Now we got our third running back going to Trevon Henderson, who I, you know, hope is great. But 5 turnovers, and we lost 21-14. That's just so frustrating. How do you allow 5 turnovers in one game? They had 4 turnovers in the first 3 quarters.
I mean...
And what's even worse is, like, they were still in the game, and then they lose the last 2 minutes, and that's just, like, whatever.
How about, okay, you know, be happy that it's a week 3 matchup where this happened and you don't see your quarterback throw 4 picks in 1 half in a playoff game like we Texan fans had to sit through 1 year. So, you know, could be worse.
Could be. I think Brady does have a 4-pick game. I could be wrong.
He also has 6 rings, so who cares?
7. But
6 with y'all.
Yeah. You're right. You are factual. But yeah, I don't really want to talk. Just 5 turnovers. Lost the game. Offense lost the game. That's it. And we look so much better as a team, though. And Mike Vrabel's cojones, huevos, balls are huge. This man went for it on 4th-and-1 at our own 15.
Hey, this is the same guy that jumped into a fight helmetless during training.
Which... I know. And came out a little bloody. Listen, I love him. I love his character. Now, and then we also went for on 4th-and-3 instead of kicking a field goal, but we scored a touchdown. And you, I say that, you think like, oh, this team's good. We won. No, we lost. Because of 5 turnovers.
Sounds like my high school coach. He would have had us going forward. Well, I say us. I didn't play offense, but I say us as a team. Would have had us going forward on like 4th and 16 on our own 30 or some shit. You know, some crazy shit. And then he'll probably call a run and a draw.
Draw. fake the pass. It's the opposite of a play action. You fake the pass and go for the run. Yeah. What a play. No, but then also how history was made today. PFF does their grading, right? They grade every single player. And then on Sunday Night Football, since PFF is owned by Chris Collinsworth. Is
that the greatest job you can have?
Oh, for sure. Do you know PFF is still trying to look for part-timers to sit down on your couch for 8 to 10 hours and take stats for them for college or NFL?
Website, so I can apply.
PFF. It's PFF. Just go to PFF and go to like employment. They're looking for part-time people to take stats for football, for college and NFL. Just to sit on your couch for 10 hours and then take stats.
Team, click here to apply. All right, keep on talking. What's the next topic on there?
Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you know more about this than I do. So go ahead.
I was talking about PFF grading, right? History was made today. Like I mentioned before, my opponent had the Minnesota Vikings. They put up 35 fantasy points in our league, respectively, right? They had a pick six, a fumble recovery by one guy. His name is Isaiah Rodgers. Not only did he had those two, he also forced two fumbles on his own. He tallied for himself 2 touchdowns and 4 turnovers. And for the first time ever, NFL player received a 99.9 grade. And that has never happened. This man played perfectly. Why didn't he get 100? I don't know. He probably allowed one catch or something.
Because there's no such thing as perfect. This is true. They only had a... The only job open is remote out of India and Canada. It's a principal machine learning engineer.
They had it in the summer. They hire every year. They hire annually.
But listen to these qualifications. Let's see. Tell me if you think I make the cut. You need 5+ years of experience in computer vision and applied machine learning roles. You need hands-on experience with monitor detection and tracking. Strong understanding of projective geometry, calibration, and video homography. Proficiency in Python and CVML tools such as PyTorch, OpenCV, MM detection, Ultralytics, and relevant platforms. Knowledge of hybrid interference strategies, for example, cascade models, frame skipping, and multi-stage inference. Experience in deploying models in real-time systems or stream processing frameworks, strong Python and CV tooling background, and OpenCV, MM detection, Ultralytics, never even heard of this shit, NumPy and SciPy. So they went from proficiency in Python to strong in Python. Comfort designing evaluation pipelines tailored to real-world use cases and edge cases. None of this shit sounds sports-related. Experience with large-scale video data sets and temporal training techniques.
I'm going to stop you there. You should have closed the window after the second one.
Where is the sports? Where is the sports in this? Well, you can't say the R word anymore, but I feel dumb. I feel very dumb. Let's just say that. Needless to say, I won't be getting a call back from them for that position.
I don't really think they'll even open your application.
They'll probably smell the fried chicken in the application through the
something.
Email.
I smell it right now. Just kidding.
That was some ruckus shit.
No, but that's why I wanted to mention about PFF. And I got one more point I want to get over before you talk about your Texans. I didn't know Calais Campbell was still playing. Kyle, do you realize? Do you realize when he entered the NFL, Kurt Warner was his quarterback?
You make me sound old.
You are, all right. I'm right there with you. Only a few years younger. His first year was, you know, the Larry Fitzgerald, Troy Polamalu Manning cover, the Steelers, and Cardinals Super Bowl. That was his first rookie year. Kurt Warner was on that team.
Drove him down all the way to the Super Bowl. Remember that season? Eagles lost to them in a conference title.
And he had a great Super Bowl performance besides that, obviously, one pick.
Which turned out to be the game.
Yeah.
Sad. Campbell, he's... I mean, what kind of workout regimen do you think he has? Because he's definitely a machine.
So, he definitely has to be on a... Now, I think his workout routine is good, like regarding lifting weights and conditioning, but his diet has to be top tier. You know?
I mean, like you're not eating... You're not eating no burger.
Mm-mm.
Probably hasn't had a french fry, and I don't think he's had a carb in the past two decades.
You know how people try to make like things like unhealthy things healthy by making them like lettuce wrap?
Yeah.
He eats lettuce wrapped lettuce. Like that's
what so he's vegan. He is.
He's got to get his protein from somewhere. He probably eats salmon, chicken breast, you know? Also, I send you an email of the application, but I think it's too late for it. But they give you $50 to $60 per game that you do for NCAA. It's literally... Okay, look, these are the requirements to apply. You must be at least 18 years old by July 1st, 2025. Complete the entire application process. Be available at least 6 hours most Saturdays during college seasons. And not live in these countries listed. Australia, Brazil, Germany, or Asia. And that's it. That's it. So, Kyle, are you available to watch 6 hours of football?
I did that yesterday for free.
What do they have against Australia? Because they watch fake football, rugby.
You hate the tush push that much.
You think every rugby fan is a Eagles fan?
Oh, gotta be. I mean, you talk all this shit, but if you was on a rugby field, are you still talking this shit?
If I'm on a rugby field, talking about the tush push?
Yeah.
No, because that's a part of rugby.
And then you'd be like that, like on Family Guy when Stewie caught the kickoff, and it was like, and nobody's blocking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the tush push is going to stay as long as they have that offensive line. That ain't going anywhere.
Until enough owners get pissed off and lose to them is when it'll get removed.
Yeah. Exactly. So the way to beat the Eagles is don't let them get short yardage. Let them get a big pass play. All right. Don't let Barkley get to third and goal at the two.
If you're gonna tackle him, if it's second and 10 and you're gonna tackle him at third and one, just let him get the first down.
you'll probably save time doing that. Honestly, save clock time. You know what I'm saying?
If they're about to be down at the one, just go ahead and let them score.
Exactly. Anyway, Kyle, I'm going to give you the floor to talk about your home team. It's not off to a great start.
I want to lump the other one in and just do it in one segment, but I'm going to save them for last. And I'm going to just focus on these boys on Kirby, because they damn sure ain't playing like men. Is it time to have questions about CJ? Nah, it's not his fault. Is it? It is. It's partly his. It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit to dissect. half the time we can, half the time he has time. He's missing throws. There's a lot of throws that are being missed. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if maybe it's gotten in his head that he thinks he ain't got enough time back there, which is, you know, understandable. You know, you're getting crushed, like you did last year. But look, we expected them to be mediocre and to lose, you know, at least in the first or second round to Baltimore or Kansas City. But damn, we didn't expect 0-3, and it's amplified by the fact that the Colts and Daniel Jones he's playing like
They're 3-0-2. Yeah, the Colts are undefeated. We forgot to mention that.
I did say Bucks and Colts. You probably just didn't dissect.
Oh, I thought you said Bucks and Chargers.
I said them too.
No, I had said Bucks and Chargers. I didn't say the Colts, but you had said the Colts. Yeah,
we're randomly remembering late the other undefeated teams.
Well, because when their quarterback is Daniel Jones, you're like, oh yeah, they should be 0-3.
Yeah, but that's Daniel Jones on the Colts, not Daniel Jones on the Giants. And I guess he's gone. There, we've adopted Indiana Jones now as a nickname. But this ain't about them. This is about these trash-ass Texans. For one, it ain't the defense. It ain't their fault. It's definitely... shit's not clicking. And maybe it is time to have questions about CJ. They need to change the whole philosophy. I don't know what the fuck needs to happen. But... not having a running game...
there it is. That's
really the answer. Is really, really, really exposing them in the worst kind of way.
Like Drew Brees once said, a quarterback's best friend is a run game. And not having Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon was a big part of that offense. Like, let's not.
Fuck it. Get Zeke in.
Whoa. Whoa, we're reaching deep down in the free agency, huh?
We're He's reaching familiar with deep. Texas. Just hop down 45.
Dang. You know, yay, you got to do what you got to do. Now, I like Stroud. I'm a huge fan of Stroud, right? Huge, huge fan. It hurts to see how this team is doing, especially when you draft... two receivers as your, you know, with your first two picks, not first round picks, but as your first two picks of the draft, you expect there to be some fireworks. However, they just don't got a run game. A run game helps the O-line. It helps the receivers more time get open, you know. Run game is needed.
If they lose to the Titans next week, I'm going nuclear.
I think the Titans are 0-3-2, right?
Yes, and they are terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't blame Cam Ward. They just put him in a bad spot. But, you know.
Tony Pollard is nice. Like he's racking up points on my bench.
Oh, he's good.
He may be a good trade piece.
He may be. Not for me. Because I'll just ride out my team and never win a game.
I need my extra running back.
Yeah. Now, I mean, excuse me. Stroud is what? I mean, they're 0-3. I think he's got more interceptions than touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. Right.
There was a bad one today.
He hasn't been sacked too much. But
he's getting pressured.
Yeah. Now, the good thing is that the games have been close.
Yeah, because the defense is like fucking lights out. They can't score. Yeah. And then when they have a chance to score, they fuck it up.
Yeah, there you go. I see. That's how I felt about today's game, the Patriots. All right, defense gave us another chance. Boom, fumble. You know, it's I won't say we're in the same boat because Patriots are 1-2. Not, you know, it's better than 0-3. But it's frustrating, Kyle. We're very frustrated for our teams right now. And that's the best way to put it. You want to move on to NCAA? Or do you want to get one more thing off your chest?
Nah. Let's move on. At least there's another team in Houston that's 3-0. I kid you not. If you told me on August 1st that there was only that between the Cougars and the Texans, there was only one of them was going to be 3-0, one was going to be 0-3. Never would have guessed it's how it is right now. I think even I would have said the Cougars would have been 0-3. That means admitting that they would have lost to Rice. That the Cougars would have been 0-3 and the Texans are 3-0, but that's crazy. It's going to be 4-0 this Friday.
Who y'all playing this Friday?
Oregon State. They suck. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they suck. I mean, they got served up like a platter to Oregon this weekend. Which, by the way, In college, can we, like, save rivalry week to, like, the end of the season? I mean, I don't know.
That's fair.
I guess because you're actually calling that week that Thanksgiving week rivalry week, mainly because you have Alabama and Auburn playing. But you already played the Apple Cup. All right, you already played Florida, Georgia would have already have played. What's another? Iowa State has already played. Hell, Houston Rice played, but who gives a shit? I don't know. To me, it feels like it takes a sting out of it because, you know, how many more rivalry games are we down to once we get to Thanksgiving outside of the Oregon State, they just played. So, and that used to be played around Thanksgiving time. Now, they didn't back that up. But, kind of losing the meaning of it, or are we just going to ride on Alabama-Auburn, you know, that one big game after Thanksgiving? But that and Michigan, Ohio State.
I love Michigan, Ohio State. It's my favorite game of the year every year.
I'm Southern, so I stick with Alabama, Auburn.
No, that's of course. You lived in the Northern for the past X years, but you still.
I was actually in Alabama 1 year for that game, and it was fucking divided. I was there that weekend for it. It was a bad stay where we was at, just because of the people that we was with. But just being around, seeing how divided it is, you know, I almost wanted to be like every time I was around Bama fans, I wanted to scream War Eagle. And when I was around Auburn fans, I would have said Roll Tide. But you know, I probably would have, you know,
why
idea to do that?
You know? Why do they say Roll Eagle?
Roll Tide.
No, sorry, War Eagle.
War Eagle, I have no idea. But that's
they're the Tigers.
That's them. That's their cry. I'm not
Auburn. No wonder why Alabama is superior. Makes sense. Auburn education is through the ground.
But Auburn got a title. They got a title out of it, too.
Yeah, that's fair. They do.
Alabama got more, but, you know, they can't completely talk shit.
No.
Texas won. Kick six.
Oh yeah, kick six is an Iron Bowl. That's everyone knows the kick six.
But you were about to say about Texas Arch rebounds, but did he? This is Sam Houston.
So let me say this: Arch was supposed to do this. All right, let's get that out the way. I'm not impressed by the stats. He was supposed to do this. However, he needed this because he needs to get his morale back. He needs to get to his, like, okay, I am him back. Yes, it's Sam Houston. I get it. I know. I'm not impressed either that he did it just to get Sam Houston. But he himself needed to play a game on, you know, freshman difficulty in NCAA terms. And get this, that's what he did. He got 5 touchdowns, 3 through the air, 2 on the ground, 300 yards passing. And he just needed his game. He needed to talk trash to a low-level D1 school to get that, you know, macho back. Low-level,
that's Conference USA to you, sir.
Listen, half the people don't even know what Conference USA means. They're like, is that Is that Pac-12?
See what happens when you get SEC. You get all big headed and shit. You're like fucking BlackRock. All right.
You used to be
humbled. Now just because you got invited, you got the invite into the country club. Now you forgot that you were from the hood.
Oh, you have to. The people from the hood didn't get you in the country club. You had to get out of there. Got to get away from Houston.
They got someone around here that I wonder what happens. I wonder if they'll let me in. You know, complete novice to the sport. You know, and just be like, hey, nah.
Of course.
Teach
of
me
course.
How to
now,
play.
They will in a heartbeat. They're like, hey, we need our diversity numbers up.
At like 5,000 a month.
Some of them are stupid. Some of them are stupid expensive. You know. But yeah, I mean, had a great game. Won 55-0. You know, that's what was supposed to happen. Let's not sugarcoat it, right? Now, moving down another two spots is kind of crazy to me. We're 10 now. That's...
Why?
Because it's like... Because what? Our losses to the reigning champions?
It's still affecting.
The number one team in the country?
Yes.
We lost 14-7? I don't understand.
Hey, an L is an L. Once we get to the end of the season, we ain't looking at the scoreboard. We're looking at the column.
Yeah, and Notre Dame is almost top 20 now because they beat Purdue.
They moved
what?
Up.
they like, what are up. We doing?
Fucking TCU and BYU is undefeated in conference. and they're underneath Notre Dame. And poor Illinois dropping 14 spots because they got completely shellacked by Indiana. And Notre Dame is still above them.
Like, dude, okay, like, they...
Bro, Notre Dame, they know somebody at the AP was at the Epstein Islands. All right, that's it. And they're holding...
They have to. They have to know. There's no way. Dude, how do we move two down, only losing to Ohio State? And they move two up, beating
Purdue.
That doesn't make no sense to me. That's what pisses me off. You know,
that's
Notre Dame's
so
almost closer to us than we are closer to Ohio State. That's what gets me upset,
bro.
It's like that don't make sense, bro.
They play Arkansas this weekend. They win that game, they jumping into the top 15.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because they beat an SEC school on the road.
Yeah, two now.
Okay,
no,
like
sorry.
Okay, mid tier SEC. All right, like, look, we're not counting Arkansas in the upper echelon. All right.
Yeah,
they're kind of like they're like that five that when you have enough shots in you turns into like a 7.5.
Yeah,
is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay.
I say that's fair. You know, they beat a team that's in a conference that like. Six other of the teams in the conference are ranked, but not the one that they beat.
I just checked our Instagram poll. We just lost everyone in Arkansas.
Good. Get them out. I'm just kidding. They only got like 400,000 people, probably.
Damn. That's the size of that's like the size of a suburb in Houston.
I know, exactly, yeah.
Let's see. Who else dropped the most? And let's see. Alabama dropped three spots and they were idle.
Illinois. Yeah, that's true. Illinois dropped 14 spots.
Yeah, well, they got their asses kicked. So,
which is, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. That's fair. But they dropped almost out of the top 25 to losing to a ranked team. But you win your first game against an unranked opponent, you get to be in the top 22, you know?
Is Miami, speaking of twos, is Miami number two legit?
Mm-mm. No. Not at all. I don't think so. Personally, it should be LSU.
Mm. Darn it out there. Yeah. What's his name? Nesmeyer? Is that his name? I could be off. What's that quarterback's name? He's up there in Heisman. I should know his name already. Let me get off this page about Clemson being so disappointed.
It's funny.
They're 1-3, and they're 1-3 and completely out and free falling. Notre Dame, of course, where they're at. And hey, you know, let's give them a chance. Like, boy, yeah. the favoritism in college football.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It pisses you off, but we still watch.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, come on. They still let Purdue put up 30.
That's fair. You know. Now, there's some great games this coming weekend, though.
Oh, man. Beautiful games. Starting with the game of the week in Corvallis, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Oregon, Penn State, Big Ten.
What? Wow. First of all, that game is in Pennsylvania. That's like two shots at us in one statement, so fuck you. yeah, that's their whiteout game.
Oh. That's their Mobama plane.
We're gonna see their quarterback. See what I'm doing.
Yeah, see what you're doing. See what you're doing. That meter's gonna be all the way up. You know, and then we also got Georgia, Alabama. I think Georgia cakewalks them, in my opinion. You know, I don't think that'll be. Then we got LSU, Ole Miss. We got some good matchups. Auburn, A&M, SEC matchup.
Ohio State, Washington.
Ohio State better roll the floor with them. That's all I'm saying.
What if Washington wins and Texas drops a few more spots?
I will quit the podcast. I will be so upset. I won't even speak.
They go out there and Washington wins like 40-114. And then who Texas got? Oh, they're off. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Washington wins. Y'all dropping another spot.
Gosh, dude.
Oh, man. So I am heavily rooting for the Huskies this weekend. That's the only team out the state of Washington that I'm rooting for.
I would cry. Our next worryable opponent, I guess you could say, or let's just say a ranked opponent, is Oklahoma. They're ranked higher than us. The Red River rivalry. So, I'm excited for that game.
Who's your biggest rival? Oklahoma or A&M?
Oh, it's Oklahoma. No, it's Oklahoma. All right, listen, don't be disrespectful. Don't be disrespectful now.
Rank it. All right, and this is combine basketball too with this shit.
Oklahoma. Okay, well, basketball, we're not good enough to have a rival. All right, let's just start there.
Goddamn right.
All right, anyway, we're not even in October yet, Kyle. Calm down. We're still in football season. All right, so if I want to put Houston just goes last, whatever the tier list is. All right, out of those three. Okay. A&M is second, right? Our in-state rivalry. A&M is second. Oklahoma is first. You know why Oklahoma's first? They chant, OU sucks, and they're playing North Texas. They'll chant, OU sucks, and we're playing UTSA. And I've been at these games. I was at a game when they were playing UTEP, and they were going around saying, OU sucks, in the stadium.
The hate is real.
By far, Oklahoma, by far.
The hate is real. You don't even have to play them, and you're thinking about them.
Yeah, exactly. That's how much Texas hates Oklahoma. Every game, there's a chant, OU sucks. Could be playing Georgia. We're still saying OU sucks.
Getting your teeth kicked in by Georgia, and y'all still fighting Oklahoma. That's crazy.
Exactly. It is. It is. Who's who's Houston's biggest rival? Themselves. But them.
Well, I mean, we're fresh in the Big 12, so no one there yet. It would be Texas, but you guys decided y'all wanted to bolt for the SEC. This is kind of out there, but just because the games were close, and I kind of hated playing them because the games always meant something when we were in conference together.
Quickly, play the breaking news music.
I would really say Memphis. All right. What's the breaking news?
James Conner suffered season-ending injury.
Achilles. Yeah, I was watching that game. Is that an Achilles?
It just says high ankle. His right ankle that will require surgery. That's it. Yeah. But,
man, fantasy owners, they're crying right now. Imagine someone has Conner and they had, what quarterbacks are out? Imagine they had Burrow. Oh. And then Connor goes out.
And Kittle as a tight end.
They're probably giving up already.
I would. All right, so I'm sorry. Excuse me. I was reading the breaking news. Who did you said you guys' biggest rival was?
Just because of how meaningful the games was in conference, Memphis.
I can see that.
Rice, I can see is, that. They're kind of like that mosquito or that house fly that can't get out. Can't get out the house.
I guess you just leave us alone. Sometimes the mosquitoes wins when they land on
your
food.
Sometimes a mosquito will bite you, but most of the time, once it hits you, you know, that's rice.
Exactly. So, but yeah, anyway, Kyle, let's go and move on to the last topic of the day. I haven't been updating the freaking video, too. I'm an idiot. Whatever. People don't even watch it anyway. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We need to play a sad song. Hold on. We're gonna pretend this is the flag, Isaiah. All
right.
And you know, we're Astro fans, all right?
He's waving it, fellas. Do you hear it? You hear it? I know you hear it in the mic. We're waving the flag.
I'm done. It's over. I'm just glad it's over. I'm glad that the Astros, if there's one thing that they can do, if they can lose, they're going to lose hard. And I'm glad they didn't just let the shit linger until the last day of the season. They said, you know what? Let's just go ahead and end the season this weekend. Let's let Seattle have their moment. The worst possible outcome that you can get out of this weekend was getting swept. And they got swept.
Well, Kyle, let me just honor them. This goes to the 2025 Astro season. They start off strong. They started off strong. They held almost 15 game lead midseason. And like Astro fashion,
they kind of get to 10, but
past couple years. And now, as we get swept by our rivals now, the season's gonna come to an end.
And it sucks because they're going to fall out the wild card because they had to get swept by fucking Detroit up there when when they couldn't hit Tarik Skubal, even he was throwing the beach ball. And then they got shut out. Like, that was when they was getting shut out for like almost 30 straight innings. So because of that, because they're going to end up losing to Cleveland in the division, they're going to fall to that last wild card spot just off a tiebreaker. Like, they just... This was not the team to see in October anyway. So we lose the streak. We lose the division streak. We lose the playoff streak. We lose. Last year we lost the ALCS streak. This year we lose it all. The era is over.
It's over. You know, they were playing on national television tonight. And I was like, cool, finally I get to watch them again.
I didn't turn it on. I checked the phone, and I saw the alert after the second inning, and I said, why am I not surprised?
20 minutes after changing the channel, Grand Slam, Seattle. And that's where I picked up my son and turned off the TV. And we started his bedtime routine. Because I told him, you will not do this in front of my son. This will not be his first memories. I turn off that TV faster than I've turned off any other program that I've ever watched.
At least you watched it.
I wish I didn't.
You know what? Props to Seattle. This is the first time they're going to win the division in over well over 20 years.
Props to the big thumper. That ass of his. It's a 50 home run ass, that is.
60.
60, sorry. The disrespect I put on
the
thumper.
He's going to get to 60. Yeah, so Astros, they got some soul searching to do. Fromber is out. Don't re-sign him. Use that money. Fromber, he thinks he wants, and he's probably going to get it from somewhere. It ain't going to be us. He's going to want like a 5 or 6 year deal, close to $200 million. Take about a third of that dollar figure. Spread it out over 2 years. Get Shane Bieber in an Astros uniform.
Sure. I like it.
Okay, so retool your top of the line rotation, banking on Javier coming back strong this next season.
I miss prime Javier.
We'll get him back next season. He came back. He showed some flashes. It's there. Give him a full off season. Give him spring training. He'll be there.
Get rid of Framber. Use that money to add on to Hunter.
Sign Hunter. Get Bieber in here. You have your top three already with Brown, Bieber, and Javier. You need a left-handed bat in the outfield. I don't know who or where. You need to get something. I don't know. Kick the doors. Jim Crane is gonna do something big. Kick the doors on fucking Schwarber.
Whoa, big boy.
I'm going big. I'm going big. He's a free agent. Schwarber. Kick the doors. Just see what he wants. See how much he wants.
Whoever
it ain't gonna be no more than 2 years.
Give it to him. Yeah, agreed.
Just do something. Get him. At least sit down and have the talk with him. At least do that.
I don't want to make an excuse for them because they don't deserve an excuse. But the injuries this year were crazy.
That's why I don't want to crush them as hard. I knew at some point it was going to bite us in the ass. But guys came back still with a chance to hold it down. And there's nothing you can do when you're getting shut out every day.
Literally. It's hard to watch as a fan.
Oh, that's why you don't watch.
There you go. Problem solved.
Shoot, man, my mental health cannot stand that.
Mm. Now, don't you dare go on social media once playoffs happen.
Nah.
People are just gonna mention the Astros not making it.
That's what everyone is happy for. Thank God we don't have to see the Astros. Unfortunately. That's where it is. So we're out. Oh well. It's been real. I enjoyed the run.
Yeah. And just like that, that's how we're just getting this episode.
Yeah. Just ended on a sad note.
Because we don't care. All right. You take your joy somewhere else. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But thank you all for listening. Thank you for hearing us rant and vent. And talk about some of your favorite teams and then shitting on some of your favorite teams. That's what the Sports Shot is about. We drink and we talk our minds. We cut out the cancel part stuff, but we speak freely here. We'll see y'all for episode 44. My favorite.
Maybe part. The cancel stuff will be on the reels.
Yeah. Can't get canceled within 15 seconds. We'll see y'all later.